portion of our meeting. I gotta get my binder opened here. So there's nothing on the consent calendar for admin, so we'll go into discussion. And the first and only item on the discussion part of the calendar is proposed changes to maintenance costs and policy memo 16 for mine operations. And I'm just going to turn it over to Jonathan and Brandon for some background.
So we're kind of proposing to update policy memo 16, which is the reclamation cost estimating guideline. And we want to revise the our data source essentially for the maintenance costs for that policy memo. So currently we use OSM's cost reference guide or equipment watch to get this maintenance data for the various equipment in our policy memo. But we're proposing to change it to Caterpillar instead of that cost reference guide. This was part of a proposal from industry when they met with us this past January. Prior to 2004, we did use this Caterpillar data in our policy memo. But around 2004, Caterpillar stopped publishing that data in their performance handbooks. So then we switched over to this cost reference guide. But that cost reference guide, the values are a lot higher than from Caterpillar. So since 2006, we've had like a 45% decrease. So we would take the value from that cost reference guide and then decrease it by 45% to apply those maintenance costs. But now we're proposing to just use the maintenance data from Caterpillar for all the equipment outlined in our policy memo. And then there's some other minor updates, such as like the equipment models. We're just changing the nomenclature to the next generation. For example, like the front-end loader, the 993K is being changed to a 993. And then after looking at the policy memo 16 with the new variable costs and the new maintenance data, the operating rates will decrease by about 4.9%. And if we look at all of these costs without applying the maintenance cost updates, the rates would increase by about 0.9%. So there's a little bit of a savings there, but it's not dramatic. So essentially what we're proposing to do is send out this update to industry and OSM for a comment period, review the comments, and then formally propose it to the commission for approval.
And so 20 years ago when we switched from using the book to whatever you call us that we've been using now, did they not even have this data available if we asked for it, or was at the time this more convenient and the costs were more comparable, so we chose to use the more convenient way, but now it's just become such a differential between these costs compared to Caterpillar, so it's worth going back and requesting this data all the time? Or give me a little bit more background on that.
I think it was more convenient. You know, Caterpillar always had that data, but I know for a couple years at least, sometimes we had a hard time getting a response from Caterpillar. You know, just as far as the purchase price of a new equipment, like what are these costs? And I think, you know, maybe they stopped publishing this data just so their competitors wouldn't have it. But essentially, you know, you could request it and they could give it to you. And they've indicated that they would provide this to us annually.
Okay.
Can you be a little bit more detailed on the timeline? I mean, what's the comment period? Just rough.
Generally, the comment period's 30 days.
Okay.
And then depending on the comments, we review them, update the policy memo if needed, and then put it on another commission meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Jonathan, could you say again what the advantages are of doing the using the Caterpillar versus the way you're currently doing it, the Caterpillar data?
I would say that the Caterpillar data is probably more reliable. It's information they deal with every day. You know, right now we're using Equipment Watch, that cost reference guide, and that's essentially a computer program where you type in the equipment and all these different variables and it spits out your maintenance costs. But that program is $8,000 a year to use, but it's kind of like a black box. You don't necessarily know what's all going on in the background. But if you can go to the source, to Caterpillar, I would say to me that's more reliable.
And are you guys doing these calculations, or does the mines do them?
We are. We do them manually.
So will it save you $8,000 a year not having to buy that?
Well, we've never bought that program.
Oh.
OSM has a copy of it. So then we would, you know, send a request in and go back and forth with them.
So are the rates then more accurate, or what's the end result of using the Caterpillar?
I would say they're more accurate because the equipment watch rates are extremely high to Caterpillar. And back in 2006, we would take those equipment watch rates, discount them at a 45% value, so it would more closely match what we experience in the field.
Okay.
You know, and that's that decrease of 45% was just in a, you know, one of these memos we submitted in 2006. So
sort of random.
Exactly.
All right. Did you think of this on your own, or how did you come up with this?
Industry proposed it back in January. So this is the fourth proposal of, I believe, seven.
Oh, I see that. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we previously have approved three of them back in March.
And the other three we're still working on, right?
Correct. Yeah, so those ones.
Brandon won't run out of work.
Yeah, they're going to take a little bit more time.
Yes.
Anything else on that? Are we needing some kind of a motion for you to go ahead and move forward with that? Or are you just needing kind of a feel for where we're at, that, you know, to go ahead and bring something forward to change policy memo 16?
Yeah, it would just be a verbal approval to send it out for a comment period. You know, the formal approval will do a motion, but not for the draft version right now.
Okay. Well, I'm supportive of it.
So am I. And
same.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great work.
Thank you for clarifying all that. I don't remember when we set this for Thursday, if this is a regular meeting that we scheduled last winter or if this is a special meeting. So I don't know if we even can add anything to discussion. But
I don't remember either.
Before I go ahead and find out, is there anything to add?
Oh, no.
Okay, well then we won't have to worry about that. Are there, there's no scheduling matters on our agenda. Does anyone have anything that needed to be scheduled?
Did we schedule the Christmas party? Do we have that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yep.
I thought we did pick it for like the, but
it,
like,
it is on the calendar. I don't remember the date. But.
The rate case.
The Tuesday or the Thursday?
I think we're.
So how are we doing the Christmas party yet? We have a rate case.
That's a good question.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Well, maybe we can look at that and.
I don't see how we can do
I remember,
it.
We had some logic. I just
I think what happened, we were trying to find a time for that rate case, and that was the only week it seemed to work out.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
And so we decided to deal with our Christmas
what
party
can we
later.
Our dates?
Later hasn't really come.
I mean,
the 19th?
Yeah.
It's probably, even if there wasn't, you'd be done by. Much more likely to be more convenient on the 19th if that date works, but maybe that doesn't.
We'll have to check the date.
Well, how about this? Let's put this on our scheduling for the next meeting in 2 weeks from now, which will be then what, the 20th? It's not the 21st.
20th. And I won't be here. I'm hoping to be able to call in, but I don't know all that's orientation.
Well, staff can do a lot of scheduling work without it being in an open meeting.
Yep.
So
I'll try my best to call in.
Let's assign to Steve to work on with us, with staff. thinking ahead where we're at with other things that might need to be scheduled, and come up with some proposed dates for the Christmas party that either completely avoid that week or at least get later in the week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sound good?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, with that, we are adjourned. Thanks,
everyone.
Thank you.